To walk your streets, to feel them beneath my feet. Though they treat you like a whore, you let them sleep upon your floor, turn and never more. Across the stars, like a whore.
Jordan Ireland with Purple Orchestra on Sideways Through Sound, and another track taken from the brand new album. And as I mentioned at the top of that tune, I have been joined in the studio by Jordan Ireland to talk all things Purple Orchestra, and he's going to play a couple of songs for us later. But for now, Jordan, welcome to the programme.
Thanks, mate. I'm a big fan.
Jordan, the new album sees you supported by Purple Orchestra. Well, to me, it sounds like there's a lot of layering and looping on this record. I was wondering, a bit of a fun question to start with, is this a real orchestra or perhaps an orchestra of the mind?
That's great, yeah. I wish I'd said that on the press release. That's a classic. Yeah, absolutely. It's an orchestra of the mind. It's me messing around with a whole bunch of stuff and a bunch of friends playing a bunch of things.
Okay, so you did have some other people involved, not necessarily in an orchestra capacity, though.
Yeah, exactly. The title was this whole ludicrous thing of just realizing that, sense of being and realizing that it is all this just big, massive orchestra. Whatever's happening now is just this noise.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and a lovely noise it is as well, Jordan. My first listen to the album was on a commute to work the other morning on headphones, and I've got to say, it left me in something that I can only really describe as this rather heavily sedated kind of state of mind.
Would you say it sent you sideways through sound?
It quite possibly did, you know, really. Mm. Thank goodness I was sitting down. Did you set out to write what ended up becoming such a real heady set of tunes?
It was just one of those times in life where you're just feeling really lucid and everything's really free and easy. And yeah, I had these melodies that I was messing around with, and then recording them just ended up this way. I just was pushing it to be more far out. I wanted to, like, have these ideas about making music the way that clouds meld into each other, or like making music the way that, I don't know, the way that a beach is never the same, or like waves are never the same, or even just that kind of all-in headspace where it doesn't matter what you create, it's just is going to be what it's going to be, and so you feel fully free to investigate the inner workings of your mind. Or
I got this feeling from these songs. Now you've said that, it kind of does make sense. They rarely follow this sort of traditional rock and roll format. I'm hearing all sorts of reference points in this music. There's like little oriental flavors in there. There's some like African rhythms. There's certainly a bit of jazz in there, maybe even free jazz, dare we even say that. Are these touchstones for you? Do you recognize these influences?
Yeah, absolutely, and I would say that's pretty right on. I've been listening to a lot of Ethio jazz, like Haile Mogia and Mulate Estatke, and
excellent
Nigerian stuff like Fela Kuti, and I'm trying to think of another guy, that High Life guy, Paul Thomas maybe. And as well as, African-American music, especially in the vein of the free jazz things, like Alice Coltrane is probably my favorite, just the one that I keep going back to, and it just always feels like a big warm hug. I just love all of her records, even up to her 80s synthy spiritual records, Divine Songs, Transfiguration, just an absolute, every time it's a little heart punch. It's nice. So good. It's,
you know, often the term free jazz would have people running for the hills, but there are really no kind of rough edges around these songs, and there are songs in there as well. This is what I kind of loved about the record, because I didn't know where it was going, but every now and again something will just kind of pop through in the mix, and there we go, and I'm kind of going, there's something kind of with some real structure going on here, and then it all sort of dissolves away. Did these songs start out as a kind of an idea for something straightforward, and then you just sort of expanded on that?
Yeah, definitely some of them did. I mean, the free jazz thing is so weird, because they were able to be so far out because they knew the pop world back to front.
Indeed.
That it was boring enough for them that they just, it became fun for them to just go pedal to the metal and just do the most far out thing possible. Whereas I don't think, I'm not really there yet. Like, I get the premise and I realize that, you know, everything actually is free and you don't have to be confined by any of this stuff. But definitely have my roots in like Brian Wilson and Bob Dylan. You know, like things that my father would have listened to. And
it takes confidence, doesn't it, to step outside of that kind of what you're familiar with and what you grew up with.
And drugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, I'm really intrigued to hear what you're going to do with these songs in the very stripped back setting that is the 2SER Studios, because you have very kindly brought along a beautiful 12-string guitar, and you're going to play a couple of tunes from us. So, Jordan, what would you like to open up this session with?
I'm going
to
go Sideways Through Sound with East Coaster.
You're tuned into 2SER on 107.3. This is Sideways Through Sound, and I'm in the studio with Jordan Ireland, kicking off the live session with the first track taken from his brand new album, East Coaster.
I'm an East Coaster, coasting my way through. I'm an East Coaster, coasting back to you. Every afternoon, you see the ocean turn to black. And every morning, the ocean comes back.
coasted. Don't those hills look strange? Hey, East Coaster, what a strange mountain range. And you watch him change as the sunlight turns its back. Off to West Australia, leaving the highways black. Off to West Australia, and then comes back.
Jordan Ireland live in session right here on Sideways Through Sound in the 2SER studios. Welcome to the programme if you have just joined me. Jordan Ireland's album, self-titled album with Purple Orchestra, is out right now through Spunk. You're hearing a few tracks from it on tonight's programme, and as I said, Jordan Ireland is my very special guest live in session. Now, Jordan, we talked before, there are these really lovely songs weaved into all the intricate layers of sound on this album. I feel the most joyous moment on the album, and there are a few, but the most joyous moment is Here Come the Malaluka Girls.
Mm.
What can you tell us about this track?
That one was a monstrosity for me. That was really difficult to wrestle with that song, because there's just a lot of key changes and a lot of melodies going on that I felt like had to be in there. And it was also, I was really feeling it at the time as well. Maybe, for lack of a better word, a bit manic or something. And
okay.
I felt like every key change that I could hear, I should throw in there. Because it seemed like life was like that, just like constantly changing. And yeah, obviously very Brian Wilson inspired. I was listening to a lot of Beach Boys at the time. And Arthur Lee, like Love Forever Changes, that was another big influence for me. And the Zombies, I don't know, lots of those 60s things, as well as like we were talking about earlier, yeah, the primitive guitar music, John Fay,
nice.
Jack Rose, lots of those things. So yeah, they all contributed to this thing that was written on guitar, but had a bunch of friends sing over it and play strings over it, and it just became this very, very bizarre little 3-minute nonsensical thing.
It's a real standout moment on the album. I've got a confession to make to you, Jordan. when I was listening to it, I'm like, I think I've been to Malaluka. Is it somewhere in Malaysia? And I actually had to do a Google search and went, oh, No, it's not a place.
It's a fucking tree.
Indeed. Now, Jordan, just to finish with, I should mention to you also that the digital promo that I received loaded the songs into my phone on the new album alphabetically.
Mm.
So I started with Ceremony in Purple. And I was hooked, man, straight away. I'm totally intrigued. Like, what can you tell us about Ceremony in Purple? Because it is, again, quite different to a lot of the album.
Yeah, it was the same thing. It was all part of this one headspace of... I think I wrote that riff just sitting next to the creek down where I live at Stanmore Park, and just it's a pentatonic kind of thing, and that repetitive rhythm, and it just has that train-like flow, and has that, like, it's just pushing you on through life in this really great way. At least that was the fire that kind of built that thing. The name Ceremony in Purple, it's just that, all that same idea. Just it's a celebration, really, of like isness, of just what's going on. And like,
it's the most ritualistic sounding tune on the record. Am I reading more into this than is actually there, though? Because I mean, I was kind of transported to a village in the middle of Kenya or something when I was listening to that.
I mean, likewise, I was listening to a lot of African music at the time. But yeah, at the same time, yeah, it's a very gimmicky and iconoclast, and like I was feeling a lot of that stuff at the time, like occulty things and like really pseudo spiritual stuff I was, you know, messing around with.
And if you'd like to check out more, then certainly, of course, pick up a copy of Jordan Island with Purple Orchestra album. But if you are listening here in Sydney, then Jordan is going to be playing down at 107 Projects in Redfern. That's this Friday, June 9. Doors are around 7:30, and Jordan is supported by Soda Eves. So that's down at 107 Projects in Redfern. Jordan Island, thank you so much for spending some time with me and unpacking the mysteries behind your brand new album, kind of brand new album. Thank you so much for spending some time with me.
And the pleasure is absolutely all mine.
You're going to close out with another track played on this beautiful 12-string guitar, aren't you, Jordan? Mm. Another track from the album, in fact. What would you like to close out the session with?
Blue World.
You're tuned into 2SER on 107.3, and I am live in session with Jordan Island on this week's programme, closing out with another track from the album Jordan Island with Purple Orchestra. This tune's called Blue World.
Blue World, I love you so. Mountain high and valley low. Oh, blue world, it's such a dream to walk your streets, to feel you there beneath my feet. And though I treat you like a whore, you let me sleep upon your floor, turning nevermore. I watch you cross the stars like a wild dog, over a highway, cutting through the fog, off into the fields of green grass. At twilight, smiling.
Thank you.